السنه ولا نقش كذا ولا نقش
يوتيوب هي السرقه هنا
نو جيتي عندي اسك جيتي
اوكي هسه
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تكلم أبو بلال والشيخ عاد بالله رمي وقت هذا شاكي محمد اختصم نور الله مرقده سجنين كتاب فيضان محبت تايتل استشت کو خوابگاہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلیں پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلیں پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں عشق کی نامراد وادی میں عشق کی نامراد وادی میں اپنے غم سے نباہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلے پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں صبر کو شکواؤ گلا کیوں ہے صبر کو شکواؤ گلا کیوں ہے ضبط غم بے پناہ کرتا ہوں ضبط غم بے پناہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلے پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں گریائے عشق عشق میں کیا ہے گریائے عشق عشق میں کیا ہے گریائے خون بگاہ کرتا ہوں گریائے خون بگاہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلے پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں ساری خلقت سے دور ہو کے کبھی ساری خلقت سے دور ہو کے کبھی دشت کو خوابگاہ کرتا ہوں دشت کو خوابگاہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلے پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے یاد میں ان کی آہ کرتا ہوں یاد میں ان کی آہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلے پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر جھوم کر واہ واہ کرتا ہوں لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر جھوم کر وا ہوا کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، منزلے پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں، گریائے عشق عشق میں کیا ہے، گریائے عشق عشق میں کیا ہے، گریائے خون بگاہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، منزلے پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں، ضبط غم بے پناہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First we'll translate this beautiful poem of our Sheikh, and which is a complete bayan on its own. And may Allah make it we take this lesson to heart and it comes into our life. دشت کو خواب گاہ کرتا ہوں. حضرت سے sometimes I make the desert my bedroom. Right? That means how a person is comfortable in his bedroom. He's so at ease, so comfortable. Sometimes I go to the desert and I make that my, I spend my time there. Looking for Allah Ta'ala. جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں. Whenever I make from my heart آہ. Where that is, when a person, so to say, sees Allah with his heart, the realization, the closeness of Allah, the favors of Allah, how Allah protected him his whole life. Allah Ta'ala ke in'amat, Allah Ta'ala ke afzal, altaf, meherbaniya, kis qadar rahi, whole life, how Allah has been kind to me, and I'm so sinful from my side. I've done nothing good, only bad. And how Allah has bestowed me, what favors, what protection Allah gave me. That which I know of, and what I know of is not even 1% of what I don't know what Allah has protected me from. So whenever I realize this is that muraqabah, or closeness of Allah Ta'ala, then automatically a person makes ah from his heart. Manzile pe shirah karta hoon. And in that way then, I move what leaps and bounds forward to Allah Ta'ala. This muraqabah a person makes, he might be lying on the bed, he might be just sitting and driving, just sitting in the passenger seat, but where his thoughts are, and he's moving by great, great strides towards Allah Ta'ala. And maybe you are thinking of sin and evil, then you are going backwards, you are dropping from Allah Ta'ala. So nobody knows. You know a little bit, Allah knows completely. So these are those conditions that a person, you are lying on bed to sleep, you wake up middle of the night, now you are connected with Allah. And you are thinking of Allah Ta'ala. And otherwise, a person wakes up middle of the night and he's worried, I have to make this payment, I have to make that payment, and I have to pay my rental, etc. And that worries him. And one is, you are awake and you are, nobody knows, not even your wife knows. Or the wife is lying awake, the husband doesn't know, but you are connected with Allah Ta'ala. These things, those moments which Allah blesses one with, he's moving by leaps and bounds, he's going by strides and strides towards Allah Ta'ala. Ishq ki na murad wadi mein, in this unsuccessful valley of love, that yeah, in this world, and that is what the ashik of Allah Ta'ala really loves. Like a person, when he wants to get married, he's thinking now, his mother talks, father talks, this girl, that girl, something. Now they decide on a girl. Then they now contact his mate. Now he's thinking about her. Finally the day comes when they get married and he gets her. Now you, when you start making contact with Allah Ta'ala, and your whole life you have to spend, but you don't get Allah. That is the true ashik, then he starts desiring for maut. Because maut is the only thing when he'll meet Allah Ta'ala. Maut is like your wedding day. And which groom is it who doesn't want his wedding day to come? But this is also a test to see whether we have found Allah. If we have found Allah, we'll long for our wedding day, for the day that we go and meet Allah Ta'ala. And we won't be sad. And when other people also die, really, we won't be sad also. We are human beings. But still, we will realize, and especially when a wali of Allah passes away, he's gone. What he wanted his whole life, he's got it today. He wanted Allah, now he's gone to Allah Ta'ala. And that gives him his greatest joy. Apne gham se nibah karta hoon. Your whole life, you have to make sabr. You have to tolerate. This love of Allah is there. You are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. But everyone in love, you want to go to the next step. You want your beloved also. So you have to make sabr. And this is the great sabr which the awliya have to make. Sabr ko shikwa o gila kyun hai? And the sabr of yours, why are you complaining about it? That I have to make so much sabr. This is the stages of the ahlullah, the awliya, that they are making, and no complaint about it also. They have to wait till the maut comes, whenever the maut will come, and don't complain about it. Zabte gham be pana karta hoon. That I'm not allowed to complain also. I'm not allowed to speak about it, and it's all building up in me. So, zabte gham be pana karta hoon. It's an unlimited control I'm making on my heart, how I'm feeling. Everyone looks at that person, he's just a human being. He's eating, he's walking, making namaz, making zikr, everything normal. But what's happening in his heart, only he knows. Like a person, when he wants to get married and he wants his wife, he makes every effort. He will complain also to people that now why, when the girl has to come out, why is she taking long? He'll complain. But yeah, with Allah, you just have to make sabr. Till the time that you will go and meet Allah Ta'ala. Giriya-ashq. Ishq mein kya hai? And tear drops that are falling in this love of Allah Ta'ala, all on your own, and nobody else can understand you also. You got no one to speak to also, that you can make it a bit lighter. Whenever you have a problem, you speak to somebody, it becomes lighter now. You take it off your chest. But this, there isn't anyone you can speak to also. So you just have to hold it within you, and now your tear drops are falling in that love of Allah. Giriya khubi khubhi ga karta hoon. And not only tear drops, but drops of blood I'm shedding now also.
in that severe love of Allah Ta'ala, and I can't get my beloved. I can't get him. I just have to make sabr on it all the time. Sari khilqat se door ho ke kabhi. Sometimes in this condition then, these awliya, far away from the creation, they feel that there is no one I can speak to, I just want to be on my own. And they go away in some jungle. Many of the awliya, you find them roaming in the jungles. That is where they find that some solace of being in contact with Allah Ta'ala. Dashku khabgah karta hoon. And I make the desert, I make the jungle my bedroom. And there I spend my time looking and seeking for Allah Ta'ala. Darde dil jab shadeed hota hai. And sometimes this love of Allah becomes very intense, very severe and strong it becomes. Yaad mein unke aah karta hoon. And then I let off my steam by making aah. Like a pressure cooker, if you don't let the steam go off, it will burst. So you let out the steam, so with this steam goes out. So you'll find many Allah wala, that how they remember Allah Ta'ala, actually they are letting off that steam. Lazzat-e zikr kya kahun akhtar? What can I tell you, what is the enjoyment of zikr? Hazrat says, jhoom kar wah wah karta hoon. I move from side to side and I just say, wah wah, how great is not my Allah. When I look at the kamalat, the perfection of my Allah, His khaliqiyat, how He has created the entire universe from a small ant, and the ant also is still very big. Germs also Allah has created. Those things that you need a microscope to see. And those things with a microscope also you can't see. Allah has created them, given them life. And to a big elephant, to big animals, from the seas to the skies, from the mountains, all Allah, how your creation. And how synchronized Allah has made everything. It slips hand in glove, the creation of Allah Ta'ala. When you're just thinking, you are seeing it. Allah, it's you. You are Khallaqi Azeem, the great creator. You are the only creator, Khallaqi Alim. What knowledge in your creation. How you have made everything perfect. For how long the sun is rising, setting, perfect on its time. The winds are blowing, the rains are coming, mountains on their place. Allahu Akbar, when you think of all this, at the bottom of the sea, there are huge, like steel plates about 200 kilometers thick. And they are keeping the whole world in place. Like for example, the bed of the ocean, all this, they are keeping it. When they just move a little bit, then you have a tsunami, a major tsunami you have. And they are being kept on their place by the mountains. The day when Qiyamah will come, the Quran Sharif says, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, when the mountains will start flying. Now the weight is gone. You are working in your office, you had all your papers, you had some weights on them. And it was a hot day, you left the window open, so you put weights. And if your little child came, and he took away all the weights, and all that papers just fly now. So Qiyamah's day, the mountains will fly. Then those weights at the bottom, they will go out of place. Australia, where it is now, in the far east, down south, it will go somewhere else. Greenland will go somewhere else. The whole world, there will be just chaos. That will be Qiyamah. So Allah, your Qudrat, how you have made all this. Then Allah Ta'ala's Jamal, the beauty of Allah. And that how beautiful Allah is, how He has made His world beautiful. The seas, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, all beautiful waterfalls, sceneries, all that. Today mostly people use it for haram purposes. But that was all to recognize Allah and to see how great Allah Ta'ala is. Then the nawal of Allah, the favors of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, I don't even make your ibadat. And those who do make also, what rotten ibadat, what no quality in that ibadat. But yet Allah gives everyone. He gives the animals to eat. He gives the human beings to eat. Everyone He looks after. What is the nawal of Allah Ta'ala? So when a person sees all that, jhoom jhoom kar wah wah karta hoon. Like Hazrat explained, and Hazrat Mir Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum put it in beautiful poetic form. Ardo sama kaise hai muallak. The earth and the skies, how Allah has just suspended them. The earth is also just suspended. We know it is in space. It is just in space. And the sky also is all in space. Yeah, just in space. There is nothing there. No air also there, nothing. It's just in space. There is no columns holding it up, the earth. There are no chains holding them up. And not only the earth and the skies, sare alam be kalam. All the planets without any columns and any pillars or any chains that are hold the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Pluto, all the planets just like that, in just suspended in space. One table tennis ball, one feather, you leave it, it won't remain suspended. It will fall down. And what is the weight of the earth? What is the weight of the sun, the moon, all this? And Allah by His command, how strong is it? And at the same time also think that that command of Allah by which Allah has suspended the earth, that same command is to make namaz. When I don't make namaz, I broke such a big command of Allah. How great is not every command of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever I make bad nazri, look at other women, I should think I'm breaking such a great command of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is suspended. So all the sare ardu sama kaise hai muallak wahre mere rabbul alam wahre mere rabbul alam. There is nothing else but just in astonishment. Wow, oh Allah, how great aren't you? How I can't fathom you in any way. Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata. I believe you with you in my heart, but I can't fathom you with my mind. You are beyond what I can fathom. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. By this I realize, this is who you are, that I can't fathom you. My brain is too small. But I believe in you with my heart. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that what we cannot fathom with our mind, and we believe in our heart, that is you, O Allah. We can't picture Allah. We can't reach the ends of Allah's qudrat, His kindness, His mercy, how He feeds all His creation. Everything how Allah is doing, we cannot imagine this. One human being who is alam-e-asghar, the small world, how in this one small world, and billions of human beings, all types of human beings, how Allah. So, jhum jhum kar wah, wah karta hoon. Then I just jhumna, and that is, that to sway, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should also make their zikr in that way. That in Hayatul Sahaba, in volume 1, page 15, is described that the Sahaba, like the tops of the trees, should sway. But today, how much we mention it, that in our zikr we should sway, that is from the waist, the body should move. But like this morning, I noticed not one person also. How much training, but we just don't take. No, we move our head from side to side. And some move their head also in funny ways. But you have to move, you have to sway from the waist, your body. Our zikr, which we have been taught by our Hazrat, is like the zikr of the Sahaba. That is what we have been taught, but we don't do it. So we can keep on making zikr, but we don't not doing it the right way. Ramzan, we give explicit explanations in detail. But most of our satis, we see hardly one who is still doing it the right way. So all that also we should learn. And then our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, there are people who make whole life zikr, but they don't really get any benefit from it. Because they don't do it in the qadat, this ashiqana, walihana, and that is this jumna. That when a person is extremely happy, he just moves, sways from side to side. He's astonished, he's overtaken. Like that, our zikr should be like that. But we can't even just move our bodies a little bit. We can't move our tongue, our lips also. So then we don't get that benefit. So we should, there should be rifaqat, sohbat, company. And that rifaqat must be husne rifaqat. Beautiful company. That is, we learn. Immediately we see something, we take the lesson. And we bring it into our practice. Otherwise, we get deprived. We stay whole life also. But we get deprived. In one of our recent suffers, when we drink water, then our satis offered a glass. So it took me 8 days to explain that when you give the glass, hold it at the bottom. You hold the glass like this. Now where must I hold the glass? You leave no place. And 8 days after practical demonstration also, then only the lesson was taken. So we don't take lesson. We don't observe. We like we staying in company, but we're not in company. We should take that benefit. We should learn. Then a person will benefit. The zikr, how much we explain, but mostly still, almost all of us, we don't do it the right way. So we should make our everything. We should try and get in order, inshallah. The ayats of the Quran Sharif I recited, they are from Surah Wattin. The surah which is Wattin, which is the fig. So there's one great surah. Before that was Alam Nashrah. In Alam Nashrah, Allah Ta'ala explained, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَرَفَعْنَا, we have made your dhikr, your name very high. And when Allah says high, we cannot imagine. And when Allah said it with this authority, Allah didn't say, وَرَفَعْتُ لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. That is also Allah did it, that I made your remembrance very high. But with absolute authority, not as the president of the country, but as the government, Allah says. That one government, that we made your zikr very high. It wasn't only one minister, one president, one prime minister, but the whole government, the government of Allah, we have made your zikr very, very high, where nobody can reach. Allah has made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, his zikr, so high, where nobody can ever reach. But now in this surah, Allah shows a means where you can get somewhere there. You can get onto that road, and you also can get great position by Allah Ta'ala. And for that, Allahu Akbar. Just see how kind is Allah. Allah took 4 qasams here. And qasams to convince us that what I'm going to tell you, for that, Allah is taking qasam. Like today we also, like sometimes you ask somebody maaf. They say, please don't ask me for maaf. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, once he just reprimanded one boy, young boy. Maulana was a big senior person. And afterwards he felt guilty. I didn't have the right to reprimand. He's not my murid also. Not my student also. Your murid you can reprimand. Your student you can reprimand. He's just an ordinary boy. Maulana, from his house, he went looking for the boy in the village at night. And after great difficulty, he found him. And he said, please make me maaf. I reprimanded you. So that boy said, Hadrat, you are a senior. What you tell us is gold for us. We don't take no offense. So Allah Ta'ala, who is so great, so if somebody takes a qasam, you say, please don't take a qasam. I believe what you are saying. Allah is taking a qasam. We should appreciate this. Like Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah, going to ask that young boy for maaf. How that boy must appreciate, and he appreciated it like such a great person. He came to me. Allah, the absolute, the only, there is nobody besides Allah. He is speaking to us, to every individual of us. And Allah is taking qasams. And Allah only takes qasam of his very great creations, not the small creations. And yeah, 4 qasams Allah took in pairs of 2. 2 material things, food things. And 2 blessed things. 2 things Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam. So Allah says, Wattin. Allah has taken qasam of the fig. So that means, and the ulama of tafsir have written, all the fruits, names which Allah has taken in the Quran Sharif has got great value. So the fig has got very great value. Great, great benefit there is in it. And this is that for insan, how lot benefit there is in the fig. In you there is more benefit also, which Allah is speaking to, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. So the fig, Allah Ta'ala, ulama have written, the fig is absolutely good for kidney, and also for phlegm that builds. The fig is very good for that. And besides that, the benefits of figs are unlimited also. When the season, have fresh figs. Otherwise, dry figs. But the person should try and have figs. Once in Madinatul Munawwara, I was feeling ill, a flu, etc., and it was persisting. Hazrat ordered somebody to go and buy figs for me. And Hazrat said also, it was dry figs. Don't eat more than one a day. So we shouldn't overdo things also, that we hear so much benefit of figs and now we go to town with it. No, it should be everything in moderation. So the fig has got great value. Watin was zaytun, and the zaytun is unlimited. When we were spending time in Jamaat in France for 4 months, every day our breakfast, that big dish thali with zaytun oil and zaytun, that is all, and the French loaf. That is all what was the breakfast. But the minute a person gets taste for zaytun, an olive, you can't have any other oil. Just like the minute a person gets taste for zamzam, then other water also doesn't taste right to him. He only wants zamzam. And these are the things, if Allah opens our taste buds in the correct way. Otherwise, many people, olive they can't eat, and olive oil they can't have. But the enjoyment of it is unbelievable. And the benefit of the olive also untold. Especially for heart problem, cholesterol, etc. The olive is, the Middle East countries where they eat olives extensively, they have very low rate of heart problems they got. So these two things Allah has taken qasam, Allah Himself. And then, watin wa zaytun wa turi sinin, and the Mount Sinai. That is where Allah Ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Howled barakat in that place till the day of Qiyamah. Where the place where Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salam, وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. That closeness Allah gave. وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ, we made him very close. نَجِيًّا, privately. A very private. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Aaja meri aankhon mein, samaja mere dil mein. And a salik, this is what is suluk and tasawwuf. You can reach that also. That waqarrabnahu najiyya, you have gained that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And that closeness is much more than anything. Your whole safe full of money. Your garage is full of the latest motor cars. Your most beautiful wife dressed in the most beautiful garments and jewelry. But when you get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, there is nothing that can compare with that. Allah gave that to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. And there Allah Ta'ala made tajalli of himself. And with so many malaika, Allah Ta'ala presented himself to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Musa alayhi salam, just like we were explaining and Hazrat explained in that ash'ar, he said then, now so much of closeness, arini, that, oh Allah, I want to see you now. Allah said, lan tarani, you can't see me. You will see me only in the akhirat. Your eyes are not made, they haven't got the capacity to see me in this world. In the akhirat, I will give your eyes that capacity, then you will be able to see me. Yeah, you cannot see me, but you can see me with your heart. And that is when a person recognizes ma'rifat of Allah, closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and then he recognizes Allah in his heart. وَتُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. And this city of peace, that is Makkah Sharif, where Allah sent the beginning wahi to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Allah Ta'ala made Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to be born, from where Allah made Baytullah Sharif, from where Allah Ta'ala spread the deen in the four corners of the world, and such that by nature, though we don't, if we acknowledge it properly, or consciously if we acknowledge it, a person will move so much to Allah Ta'ala. But Allah made that Kaaba Sharif such a magnet that it's pulling people from all four corners of the world, from across the whole spectrum of society. Everyone is coming, and people all are eager for Ramzan. They say only 14-day visa. People are getting upset. We want more days visa. Everyone wants to be there. What is this? And so this is by nature, the magnet has pulled you. But if you consciously go happily, and you prepare and you realize the house of Allah, and you make tawaf of the house of Allah, and in fact, you make tawaf of Allah Ta'ala. Not only you reach that stage that you're not making tawaf of Baytullah, but you're making like a child running around her mother. And he's begging the mother for this. Why won't the mother give the child what the child wants? So tawaf, you are running around Allah, begging for Allah. And that also, we don't beg anything. Duas we make half-heartedly, or we hardly, we got objection, this one bumped me, that one tramped my toes, this one did this. That objections we got, because we haven't got that connection with Allah. Otherwise, these things, we won't even notice them. That who bumped you? Like a fly was sitting on the horn of a bull. Then it said, oh, without permission, I said. Ask the bull for maaf. The bull said, I hardly knew you were sitting on me. So we, when we haven't got that, then the small little things, that the people are not dressed right when they're making tawaf, the people, they haven't got respect, etc. If you got connection there, you won't see anything here. Just like if you are driving on a busy road, 5-6 lanes, big trucks, you are between two big trucks, between two big buses, and in between the motorcycle is going, the bicycle chap is going in between. If you watch them, you'll make an accident. You keep to your lane, you keep your eyes on your road, then inshallah you will be safe. But if you start looking around complaining, this big trucks mustn't be on the road, and this bicycles mustn't be allowed to come in between, and the most motorcycle making a big noise and zooming past you, then you haven't lose concentration, you're going to bump somebody. You keep your eyes on the road, you will be safe. So there also in tawaf and in whole of Hajj, Umrah, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, focus on what we have to focus, you won't see anything else. When the optician tells you focus, yeah, and you just focus there, you don't see anything else. But we don't focus. We are all the time, our minds, our zikr we don't make. We don't make it properly. So we don't have concentration. We don't focus. So our namaz we don't focus. Our duas we don't focus. We make duas, and in duas we winking eyes with somebody also. And we even greeting him while making dua. And we are making dua that now they finish the dua is better. So where we'll have connection with Allah Ta'ala. So if we develop these things, then, so, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ the Kaaba Sharif, and that Allah's Wahi, Jibreel alayhi salam, day in and day out. How many times a day Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, every Nabi made tawaf of Baytullah Sharif. How many Anbiya alayhi salam are buried in the mataf there? And this is that place. So Allah takes qasam of these four great things. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, explains that before Watin was Zaytun, before Waturi Sinin, Wahadal Baladil Amin is Zaytun and is Injir, fig, Watin. So Hazrat says, whenever you want to do the work of Deen, there is a very important lesson also. Many of us, our family are far from Deen, in whichever way, maybe they are modernists, which is more common today, or maybe they've got some like Bareilvi ideas, or whatever else, maybe some Shia inclined, or Salafi inclined, whatever. The first thing to do is take the lesson, Wattin was Zaytun. That is, feed them. Show good akhlaq to them. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam got Nabuwat, the first thing he did make da'wat of all the people of Makkah Sharif. And he invited them. Abu Jahl spoiled the whole thing. And he said, Alihada jama'atana, you got us to this. When after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his da'wat of deen. First da'wat of food, then da'wat of deen. So in all things, first wean the people, wean the confidence. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, somebody becomes bay'at to me, my first worry is not the islah of the person. My first worry is how I can bring my love in his heart. When he loves me, he'll do whatever I say. I don't have to prove my point. I don't have to hammer it down. When there is love, that is what is required. That love has to be there. So that has to be first. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, in Medina Sharif, he saw one Maimon brother, and there they have a very cordial relation, very free relation. So he saw him standing with a paan one place in Medina. So Hazrat told him, you don't eat paan. Why are you standing here with paan? He was a tablighi brother, jamaati brother. So he says, one person is coming. I want to give him da'wat. But before I give him first, I'll give him paan to eat. I'll make him happy, then I will give him da'wat. So that is the way how we just want to halal, haram. We don't win the confidence. We don't win the love of the people. People spit us out. Then we say nobody want to listen. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, the Quran Sharif says that, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind. A reminder is beneficial. And we say reminder is not beneficial. Because we spoke against the Quran. And for that Hazrat says, read your kalima again. Because Allah says the reminder is beneficial, you say reminder. And the other thing is, we don't do the reminder in the right way. We're using the wrong way. If a dog is eating a bone, what's on the bone? Nothing. You're also feeling pity for the dog, that it's eating a bone. What the Buzurg say, don't give the dog a long lecture, that what you're eating a bone, there's nothing on the bone. Don't let it make lot mujahada and zikr and tasbihat. All that you don't have to do. And don't dare take that bone from the dog. It will bite your hand, that dog. So, because that's all what it's got. So today also people, this modern way of life, that is their lifestyle. They cherish it. They enjoy it. The youngsters in sports, the girls and the boys who are the songs and music all the time. That is all what they have got. And you go and tell them haram and you take away their cell phone, they become enemies. They hate you. So what is the right way for the dog? Just put meat in front of it. Without one bayan, without any mujahada, the dog on its own will leave the bone and come onto the meat. And it will eat the meat and enjoy. We all want deen. Deen is the meat. This dunya, ad-dunya jifa. Dunya is carrion. Is a dead animal, this dunya. But the majority of the people of the world, they're enjoying dunya all the time. They're enjoying jifa, wa talibuha kilab. And the seekers of dunya are dogs of dunya. But that is what the whole world, but that is all what they got. They haven't seen anything. Show them what is Jannah. Show them Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah, the kindness of Allah, and they will love you. If you take away that dunya from them, interest is haram, insurance is haram, this is haram, that is, you're only speaking haram, haram, najais, haram all the time. People start hating you. But when you show them the love of Allah, show them Jannat, we'll forget dunya. Bari daulat mili usko jo aashiq hua Allah ka. That person who became a lover of Allah, he got a great treasure. One of that, ki ye dunya uski nigah se gir gayi. In the minute you get the love of Allah, dunya on its own falls from your eyes. You don't have to tell that person dunya is bad when he has found Allah. Any person, when you find the superior, who looks at the inferior? You don't even want to think about it. You don't look at it. So present the superior. Present Allah Ta'ala to the people. And present Jannat. Present the Hurul Ain. How beautiful Allah has made them. And then this filthy, dirty woman, naked woman of the street, a person won't look. That famous story, that person saw some beautiful woman in the town. Told her, I love you like this and like that. It's love at first sight. And you're so beautiful. There's nobody like you. She got frightened. This man is a dangerous man. He started following her. She walked home quickly. As she was entering, she feared he'll enter with me. So she told him, my sister is coming at the back. And she's more beautiful than me also. So immediately he looked there. She gave him one slap from the back. Just now I was everyone for you. There was nobody as beautiful as me. Now just I told you my sister is coming. And so man's nature is like that. So the minute you find the more beautiful, the more and who can be more beautiful than Allah? With the beauty of Jannat. And a mu'min, he was that person to see Jannat in this world. And then after seeing it, showing other people Jannat. What are the angels? The minute you will show Jannat, dunya will fall from that person. And a person, we must understand, if I'm still looking at the filthy, naked woman of this dunya, I haven't seen the Hurul Ain. If this dunya is appealing to me, the houses of dunya, the money of dunya, everything, I haven't seen Jannat stuff. And with the eyes of Iman, that is what we have to see. When we read, Amantu billahi, wal yawmil akhiri, wal malaikati, wa kutubihi, wa... And akhirat we believed in when we said all that. In other words, with the eyes of our heart, we were supposed to see all these things. Then dunya will fall from that person. So Allah Ta'ala, so first present dunya. Win the what your akhlaq. Many daughters-in-law ask the question, I do so much for my in-laws, they don't appreciate. No, the thing is, win their confidence, win their love. See how to do it, how to win their love. When you do that, you'll become the apple of the eye. They love their daughter-in-law more than their own daughter also. But first, win their confidence. This is the lesson which Allah has given here. And like what injir, figs have got great benefit. Olives have got great benefit. What to say of the spiritual benefit of Turi Sina? And what to say of the spiritual benefit of Balad-e Amin, of Makkah Sharif? All this, more than that, Allah says, the Jawab-e Qasam. The reason why Allah Ta'ala took Qasam, now what he took the Qasam, now he's saying why he took the Qasam. لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created man in ahsani taqweem. Not only in a beautiful form, the most beautiful, the most greatest marvel creation of Allah is insan, human being. Ashraful makhluqat. More than all the other creation of Allah. Today, man is the most superior, but he has made himself asfalu safilin. He has gone down. He has become the slave of his shop. He has become the slave of his desires. He has become the slave of woman. He has become the slave of money. Whereas all these things were supposed to slave for you. But now you are slaving for them. So much so that our heads are gone so topsy-turvy that a person who is a mechanic, and they just give some big names of it now, and he's in his overalls and grease, oh, he's got a top job in that. But he's working all that. The real person is not even that you drive that Mercedes. You must sit in the back seat. There must be a driver for you. This is what Allah Ta'ala meant. For a mu'min, everything, ad-dunya khuliqat lakum, the whole dunya is created to serve you. It is here for you and to serve, but we serving the dunya. We slaving for the dunya all the time. And when we will slave for Allah, Allah will make the dunya slave for us. But when we slave for dunya, Allah leaves us and makes us disgraced and humiliated in this dunya. And this is unfortunately what we are seeing. We find it a great achievement to do this dunya's works, etc. Whereas actually, a mu'min, the sahaba, until today, also we see that whoever dedicates himself, look at Nizamuddin Raiwin, no income they got. But how many people they feeding? Look at the big Darul Ulooms of Bangladesh, 10,000, 15,000 students, feeding them 3 meals a day, giving them blankets in winter, giving them clothes during the year, everything they do, and no income. Also from this we should understand one very important point, that one time Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh sent one jamaat with one Maulana for collection. So the whole day they did collection, they came back at the evening, then Haj Jore. They say, Maulana, please never send us for collection again. Let us make gush from morn 24 hours that we are prepared to do. Let us sit for ta'alim 24 hours, but don't let us do collection. Maulana said, your work is not collection. Our work is not collection. The only reason I send you, that you can see these Maulanas who go and collect, and then they build the masjids, and you as a jamaat go, you find a ready masjid. You find lights there, you find the wuzu khana, you find the toilets, all your necessities to appreciate this. Today we don't appreciate. I just gave you a little taste of what they go through, how the people rebuke them, insult them, speak bad about them. But Allah put that jazba, for deen's sake, we must build madrasas, we must build masjids, etc. And they carry on doing this no matter how the people criticize them. So, and you go, you just enjoy all the facilities. And as long as there are masjids, namaz taking place, goodness comes in this world. The day there won't be masjids left, the day Kaaba Sharif is finished, the whole world is finished. So these are the real muhsin, people making ihsan on us. And these collectors that go, nothing of their own. And we also get happy when we say, mashallah, this Darulum, that Darulum, how many madrasas? In 47, the partition of India and Pakistan took place. About 10 years later, one Hindu parliamentarian stands up in the Parliament of India in Delhi and he says, oh, you people, are you asleep or are you awake? In 47, there were so many masjids. Now after 10 years, there are so many masjids. There were so many madrasas, now there are so many madrasas. Are you sleeping? What is happening in your country? And today how many? We get happy when we hear this. But when a collector comes and we just have to take him around a little bit, we can't do it. It's too hard for us to just open our pockets a little bit. For all other expenses, we got enough money. For all other things, we got enough crook money for the crooks to come and pick up and take away. But to give in this causes, that we don't want to do. And then we just deride them all also, that these are all crooks. There are some, in every field there are all wrong type of people. So we should take a lesson that we get very happy when all talk is made. This so many, in this country so many masjid, that country so many madrasas, this is happening, that is happening. But when we have to not even drop a shed of our sweat, we just little bit, then we are not prepared. We are not prepared to host them. We are not prepared to do anything for them. So we should take that lesson also. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala has made, after taking these four qasams, then Allah Ta'ala declares, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ, the most beautiful form. And the great man, human being, in which woman is also included, man and woman, this is the greatest creation of Allah. But we don't see our, and you are with you, you are in you, but we don't see Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala complains about, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you see in yourself? You'll see the existence of Allah. You'll see the qudrat of Allah. You'll see the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. If there were two gods or more, one will want you blind, one will want you seeing. There is always a fight. There is one Allah and He has fixed everything for you. You can see and how Allah has made the eyes, how He has made the brains, the lungs, the liver, every part of the body. How, what are the favors of Allah Ta'ala? We all came here nice, fit, without any problems. What if we had some problem, our leg, we couldn't drive today? One time, one family member was ill in hospital. I went and visit him. When I came to the door of his ward, his young son, grown up, he ran to me and he told me, Daddy, today first time he ate himself. We eating all the time ourselves, we don't appreciate it. We use our hands, what we want, little bit of this, little bit of that, that achar little, that chutney little, just how much we want, we take it. And Allah put all the thermometers in our fingers. We can feel how hot the food is before we put it in the mouth where it burns, how serious it is. And then we take it, we chew it, finish. Now when we're ready, automatically, we don't have to work out all these things. We don't have to get somebody, some scientist to work out now. This food is, I've chewed it so much. Now when must I start making my next? A small child by nature, Allah has put the brains and all this is working. He makes his next little niwala, his next lukma. He gets it ready, he puts it in his mouth. How lot of favors of Allah Ta'ala. We eat ourselves, we don't appreciate the food. We don't appreciate the people who made the food for us. We don't appreciate the people who grew it on the farms, etc. Nothing. And the whole infrastructure is not of a government, not of the agricultural department. It is only of Allah Ta'ala. We don't see all this if we recognize Allah Ta'ala. And then, after that, that the food, we can take it, we put it in our mouth, we can chew it, and we can digest it. Allahu Akbar. We get strength from it. We get the enjoyment of eating it. What favors of Allah. But we don't see anything of this. We're just passing life, whole life we pass, and we didn't see anything. And then after that, I went to that patient, our family member. He was lying on his bed with his leg stretched out. Then he lifted one leg little bit and he said, Maulana, today first time I can lift my leg. He was so happy. How we walking freely. But what qadr? This is what is called tasawwuf, to awaken that. Not now when we're listening, but continuously it is with us. When we sit in our cars and we start driving, that Ya Allah, you gave me this comfortable car. I'm feeling hot, I put the AC on. It's too cold, I adjust it, it's right. The road so well. Allah made the roads, and then somebody will be going home by road, somebody will flying, all that intizam for that aeroplane. Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine how many things go before one flight can take off. How many people have to be there, the tickets have to be issued, then the check-in has to be done, and then the boarding pass, that paper of the boarding pass, the printing on the boarding pass, what and what. The security checks is for everyone's safety. What and what goes into that? We can't imagine how many things go in before one flight takes off. All that, my Allah, you did it for me. I paid my fare, 1,000, 2,000 rand. That is not even a drop of what Allah has done. And Allah's shukr is no money or anything. But when a person says, what is realization? Alhamdulillah. That is when Allah becomes happy. And that is, you have paid Allah Ta'ala. But when we eat also, no, alhamdulillah. We wear clothes, no, alhamdulillah. We sit in the cars, we say how many places, many people, straight away seat belt, but no dua. The dua is the most important. All the other things we'll observe. But the recognition of Allah and acknowledgement of the favors of Allah. And on the other hand, we are so quick to complain. We tell the wife, I do everything for you. You don't acknowledge. You don't appreciate. You tell your children, whatever I'm doing, I'm sick, I can't manage. I'm just going along just for your sake. All I'm doing is for you. But you people don't appreciate anything. What do we appreciate of Allah? If we learn to appreciate Allah, then our juniors will learn to appreciate us. But we don't appreciate Allah. So Allah took this qasa and then declared, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The most beautiful, in the time of Harun al-Rashid, one of his ministers, was sitting with his wife in the garden. And Baghdad was, what a beautiful city. There is no city in the world as beautiful as what Baghdad was. The gardens, etc., everything, extremely beautiful. 14 full moon night. And his wife, extremely beautiful, making love to her, sitting in the garden. But sometimes what shaitan puts in the mind, he told her, if you are not more beautiful than this 14th full moon, then talaq on you, 3 talaqs on you. Now she was also an alima, she knew the masala, that where can I be more beautiful than the 14th full moon, which poets of the east and west, modern and ancient poets, all use the 14th full moon to describe beauty, the greatest beauty. So she went in parda, I'm divorced now. He realized this folly. He went to the king Harun al-Rashid. This is what happened. I gave my wife talaq. No argument, no fight. In love I gave her talaq. Hey, this is also when we don't, Allah says, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Learn to speak straight. But we can't speak straight. We speak all upside down. And our speech causes so much of problems. When we don't learn how to speak straight. One king saw a dream that all his teeth have fallen out. So he asked for the interpretation. Remind me where I was with Harun al-Rashid. Otherwise the poor man, he'll be separated from his wife. How long? We have to get them together again. So anyway, this king saw that all his teeth fell out. So he asked the interpreter of the dream, what does it mean? So it says, it means that all your children will die in your lifetime. So a very bad interpretation. And the king is a king. He said, to the gallows. He must be executed. He asked another interpreter. That interpreter say, oh king, you Allah is going to give you such a long life, you will outlive all your children. He gave him prizes. The same thing he told him, but he said it in the right way. And now he got prizes. That fellow went to the gallows. So we have to learn how to speak. We don't learn how to speak. Anything, we just blabber. We have to tell the wife something, tell her in a nice way. It will be received and she will act accordingly. But we want to show, one is pride in us, that I found a fault and now we want to hammer her. So her attitude is negative. We speak to them in a negative way. So people don't respond. They don't want to accept. They reject. Just because when they just see you that type, everything of yours is just halal, is just haram, jais, najais, all the time. Then people reject you. They just vomit you out. They don't accept what you say. So we must learn how to speak also. It is very, very important in all matters. So anyway, so he went to the king. He told the king this happened. The king summoned the ulama. And they all came and he asked the masala, this is what happened. All said, clear, there is talaq. There is no doubt about it. Whole assembly of the ulama. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali was present. And Imam Sahib's habit was he wouldn't speak until he's actually asked to speak. Then they asked him, so he said, no talaq. They said, how come? Everyone, such great ulama, Ibn Uyayna, and all the other great ulama, contemporaries of Imam Abu Hanifa, great ulama. So he said that there is no talaq that took place. How? He says that the moon is beautiful, there is no doubt about it. But Allah declared in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ. The most beautiful of all my creations is insan. So Quran gives evidence that insan is more beautiful than the 14th full moon also. So your wife is, no matter how ugly she can be, any human being, how ugly, but he is the best creation of Allah. And those then Allah who have made beautiful, Allah has made handsome, Allah has made, what to say? But even the most ugliest, and Allah is so merciful. A person, whether it's a boy or a girl, there is nothing to see in them. But for themselves, they look in the mirror. Oh, I'm so smart. And they put their topi little like this, and they look little like this. Allah made everyone happy. How he is. Other people will see, oh, there's nothing in this person to look at. But he himself feels, oh, all the girls of the world are running after me. They're just looking at me all the time. And all the girls feel, all the boys, all the guys, they just look at me all the time. Allah made everyone happy within himself. So Allah has made this insan. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Two equal legs Allah made. Two equal hands, eyes Allah made. And the most beautiful form. If Allah made us with one eye in the middle, we should have got used to it. But how should we look? If Allah made, Allah could make it, the nose at the back. How should we have looked? If Allah made that our teeth were big teeth. Every year of our life, the tooth grows 1 millimeter. When you are 20, 25, your top tooth 1 inch. 2.5 millimeter, 2.5 centimeters, your bottom tooth. How should we look with big teeth? And at that age, usually you want to get married. And you go and see the girl also. And when you went and see her with such big teeth and you smile a bit, so you open your mouth and the teeth can be seen properly, she'll run away from there. That who is this, a bulldozer, this earth moving machine, or is some human being who made us so beautiful? And balanced Allah made us. Our blood pressure is balanced. Our sugar is balanced. Cholesterol, if you maintain your proper diet and eat well, your sugar doesn't go out of control. And not only eating, but more than that, you're emotional. You don't become stressed, tense. And that is dependent on your spiritual condition. If you got iman on Allah, if your iman is on akhirat, you accept what Allah has decreed. Your iman is on taqdeer, you accept. If you got sabr, you make sabr. A person who hasn't got sabr, you see how many of these poor non-Muslims, artisans, etc., something goes wrong, and they swear the hammer, they swear the screwdriver, they'll throw it away. What did the poor hammer do and the screwdriver do? You did something wrong, you blaming that thing. How they will go swearing, etc., for any small thing. But if you got, you know that everything is by Allah's will, you accept it. You're an angel, really. If you do these qualities come, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Man is more beautiful than the malaika also. They also the creation of Allah. And Allah said, man, we have created more beauty. This is all the outward things. But the inside qualities, if we get within us, then man surpasses any creation of Allah Ta'ala. The malaika look with envy at man. When it comes clearly in the hadith, that when people are sitting to make the zikr of Allah, then the malaika surround them. Haffathumul malaika. And the malaika look at envy with these people. For various reasons. One of the reasons that the malaika say, when Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then the malaika objected. Ataj'alu fiha, may yufsidu fiha, wa yasfiku dima. Oh Allah, you're going to put in this earth such people who are going to cause fasad, riots, trouble, problems, wars, armies, killings and all that. And who will make blood flow everywhere. And now when they see that same creation are sitting in the zikr of Allah. And this creation they see that these people have got all desire in them. Desire of going home, having a cup of tea. Some people like their coffee in the morning. Somebody like their coffee tea in the morning. Somebody wants to go and catch their sleep. Somebody has to go and catch a flight. Somebody wants to open his shop. All takazas. But they are sitting and making zikr. The malaika, to this extent, In Fathul Bari, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi writes that the malaika say, are we the malaika or are these malaika? Look at these people. So this insan, spiritually, to what heights Allah is taking. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Outwardly also, inwardly also. And all this will be for your whole life also. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Allah says, then we made him drop right down. Not that Allah dropped you, by your own actions you dropped yourself. And there are two things. One is your health starts going down. When a person, in Gujarati they say, 40 varasni umar, 40 years, to ghora jevi tabiat. You are like a horse, healthy, strong. 50 varas, to gadera jevi. Like a donkey you are now. Now you become sick. And a 60 varas, for 60 years, to kutra jevi. Then you are like a dog. Now you coughing whole night. And you are bringing up phlegm whole night. You are tossing and turning. Your health now is gone. And wind coming out from, you are burping from the top, from the bottom, from all sides. Wind is coming out. You can't walk straight also. You're not walking. So this is the condition. And for women, Ibn Sina, Avicenna, he wrote, it's not some buzurg or alim. This is Avicenna. He wrote, and I can't find what he wrote, but mashallah, jazakumullah, Maulana Imran Kaji gave me this, what he had, which is very similar, but not the same. That for a woman, they have written, Bintu Ashara Sinin, when a girl is 10 years old, Lawzatun Muqashsharatun Linnadirin, she's like a badam, beautiful, like a pearl she is. Everyone looks at how beautiful she is. Bintu Ishrina Sinin, and when she's 20 years old, Lu'batul Laibin, she's a doll in the people who play around with dolls. This doesn't mean strictly an Islamic way of life, how people, all the filthy women on the street, at that age, round about this 18, 20, how people play around with them, she becomes like that. Mintu thalathina sanatun, sanatun, when she's 30 years old, lahmun, washahmun, walinun. Now she's become weight up now. She has given birth now. When she was 20, she was like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now when she's 30 and having given birth to 3-4 children, now she's like a 20-liter oil drum. Now she's full of meat and full of, she's put up and she's got soft, etc. Bintu arba'ina, when she becomes 40, ajuzan fil ghabirin. Oh, lady out in the jungles. Now she's not worth anything. And yet they added, bintu khamsina, when she becomes 50, la fa'idata fiha. Nothing good left in her. Faktuluha bisikkin. Kill her with a knife now. There is nothing left. This is not Islamic teaching. This is not weird. Islamic teaching is, you honor that woman right through till the end. But this is now asfalu safilin. And this is especially for those people who don't look after their health. Eating all wrong things. As those who go on to alcohol, onto drugs. Where at the age of 30, 40, you look at them like a dried peaches. They look already at, not when they are 70, 80 years. When they are at this young age, like a dry fruit peach, like that the poor person looks already at the age of 30. You wonder then, the person looks like he's a spook who came out from the qabr, that he was buried and he ran out somehow and he came. He went through all the torments in the qabr and now you see him like that. This is how Allah drops a person. This is health-wise also. And the main thing is that Allah gave you وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We gave you the full capacity to reach, not وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. There you can't reach, but you'll be on that path. On the path of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. Who drew it? MashaAllah, Ibrahim, Jazakumullah. Yeah, this is what Avicenna wrote. That when she's a small girl, لُعْبَةُ اللَّاعِبِينَ, a doll which the people play around with. And when she grows about 20, حَوْرَى مِنْ حُورُ الْعِينَ. That she's when she's at her height, like a حُورُ الْعِينَ from Jannat. Jannat. And then when she's about 30, أُمُّ الْبَنَاتِ وَالْبَنِينَ. Now she's a mother of children now. And that is now when she becomes like a 20 liter or 200 liter oil drum. That's how she looks. And when she grows further than that, about 40, ajuzan fil ghabirin. Oh, lady whose teeth have fallen out, and her false teeth also don't stay in her mouth. They also fall. She wants to speak and the teeth fall out. And the people wonder, she wants to eat and her teeth fall out. Now she has become like that. And then when she reaches that age, Avicenna writes, alayha la'natullahi wal malaikati wal nasi ajma'in. Everyone's curses, but there's not Islamic teaching. This is totally, this is how people are living in this world, what is happening to them. So, the capacity Allah Ta'ala has given in وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْرِيمِ. Your outward form and your inside spiritual form, we have given you the capacity, you can reach the high, greatest heights. You can reach that. But when you don't appreciate your outward form, your eating habits, your lifestyle is wrong. Today, if you go to the Qabristan, go and try it out. Visit Qabristan. You'll see most of the qabrs, the person is under 50. If you are 50 and you are still living, you must make lot of shukr. And if you got good health, what to say if you got reasonably good health? Otherwise, most of the people go and see in the Qabristan, you'll see everyone almost under 50. So, when we don't look after our health, this is what happens to a person. Our lifestyle. And the other is our spiritual capacity. That is the most important. That's why the first part, wateen was zaytun, referring to our outward, our health, our physical, etc. And waturi sinin, wahadal baladil amin, our spiritual. Allah has kept, as we can see, a person who looks after himself. In our mu'tamar year we had, Qari Abdullah Salim, who was our ustad in Dioban, he was also present here. And we saw him when he was the ustad in Dioban, round about 25. Extremely handsome. And now he's about 70, still very handsome. At the age of 70, and I told to a few people when he was sitting there, you people see him now at the age of 70, how handsome he is. We saw him when he was in his youth, 20, 25. At that time he was water like a rose, man, like a daffodil, how beautiful. Our Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Fakhruddin sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, when he taught us Bukhari Sharif, he was over 80, and without exaggeration, like a farishta. And Hazrat explains himself when he was in his youth, and they should travel by train, and in the train between the two seats, they should put the cushions, and he should sit there. And he was, whoever came, they thought it's Yusuf alayhi salam who came. How handsome when a person looks after his health, even till old age. And one Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, one major thing that helps you in your old age is tilawat of Quran. If you read Quran in your whole life, old age, your mind also is in order. Otherwise, in your old age, you're going to give all your secrets of your youth away. Your mind is not in order, and you're calling for this woman, and you're calling for that woman. Who's this in your life? Where she comes from? And this I did, and that I did. You speak all your own secrets also. Your mind is out of order. A person who reads Quran Sharif regularly, his mind will... And if our deeni things are in order, zikrullah, etc., Allah will keep you in your old age. Ye burhape mein kaun sa shabab? This youth in old age, Allah Ta'ala will grant. So this is if a person looks and he develops that capacity, inside spiritual capacity, he'll go past the malaika. He'll never reach when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't dream about it also. But you'll be on that path. And that path, where, what great honor it is on that path. How is that path? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِيمَانِ إِنْ أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ. That is what you have to do. But yeah, we get fooled also that I can do it on my own. Iman I can get on my own. And nobody got Iman. Nobody can get Iman on your own. Your mother taught you that one Allah. Who gave you this food? Beta, khaunu kaun diye? Allah. Kaun kapra diye? Allah. They're teaching you Iman from that time. Everything. And at the same time, be very, very alert. Please take this very seriously. Now, Montessori teachers are being trained to teach the children music also and Darwin's theory of evolution. Montessori is at the age of 3, 4. At that age, they are already putting that insan is from a monkey. And we won't even know. I'm happy my child is going Montessori. He's learning, but he's learning kufr. They are making the child a kafir from inside. Outwardly it will still come in, mummy, daddy, everything it will say, all it will do, wear burqa also. And even if it is a Muslim lady, be very careful, see what is the syllabus. Speak to your children, what did you learn today? What did your appa tell you? What did your muallima tell you? Otherwise, we will be shocked at what is happening. Really, without any exaggeration, our young boys at university, our boys, and they are agents of Shias, giving out Shia videos to people, inviting them to Shiaism, and they are our children. This is what is happening. And we all just turning a blind eye. As long as our dunya is carrying on, yes, the day the boy, he made an accident with the car, yeah, that's a big problem now. Sort it out now. He's eloping with some non-Muslim girl, now it is a big problem. He's in drugs now, now it's a big... But all these things we don't notice what leads to it. There is a very serious thing which is now the enemy is working and they are alert not only 24 hours, more than 24, 25 hours they are working. They are putting extra hours and we are fast asleep. Our iman of our children is being snatched away. And today it is our biggest faraz to send our children to school, to send them to university. And what filth and dirt is taking place there. Don't bluff ourselves. Don't act like an ostrich and put our head in the ground. And don't sweep this under the carpet and now everything looks clean on top. Hey, all this is what is happening. So we must be very careful. So Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. However, those people who bring iman. So this iman, you cannot, nobody got iman on his own. Not even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and taught him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insan min alaq. That man was created from alaq. And Allah made all that system. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first and foremost, and from there Allah made mankind to come. So that iman of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made his tarbiyah. Every Nabi, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya went through waqfa tarbiyah, which is that period that you have to give to make your islah. Every Nabi had to go through that period. We never went through islah, and we just feel it's going to happen like that. We never gave our minimum for us now. Much more is required, but minimum is one chilla to make our islah. And whoever has done this has seen the fruit of it. But we don't give that. And if we give it, then also we are busy with our cell phone. We are busy with our laptops. We are busy with our own things still. We haven't given ourselves. The Saatis have decided that now this year in Ramzan, inshallah, nobody will be allowed to come with a cell phone. What does i'tikaf mean? Seclusion. And with a cell phone, you're not, so you connected with the whole world. You're still in your business, you're still in your family. So you haven't given your heart. You gave your body to the i'tikaf, to the khanqah, to the masjid. But your heart, we come to masjid. We give our body here. And the body is not important to Allah. The soul, the heart, that is what is important. But that we leave at home. That we leave in the business. That we don't bring with here. We leave it there. We are busy with our business all the time. So if we make dua, it works out. And then some benefits can be seen. Otherwise, in Lanesia, one masjid, people who came for i'tikaf, last 10 days, they were caught you looking at porn on the cell. And for what they came to i'tikaf then? If they want to do all the... And temptations are there. You can be even a good person. But with the temptations which are today out there, it's very difficult. So the best is not to keep that cell phone, especially when you come for i'tikaf. Otherwise also, if you don't need internet, don't keep a cell phone that can take in. It's just simple. You have to make calls, you have to receive calls. Basically it is that. But if you really need it, then first train yourself not to go on those things. Otherwise, pop-ups come and you get tempted. Where and where you go? What and what is not? Good people are in debts, are in problems. Marriages are breaking up because of all this filth and dirt. So Allah Ta'ala says, so you need somebody that capacity in you, Allah has kept it. In وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We have also in that ayat kept all your capacity to reach the highest levels and surpass the malaika. But to make your connection, The electrician came, he wired everything, and he has done everything is right. But there's no lights, the fan is not working, the fridge is not working. But when the inspector comes and he checks, all the connection is right. One click, one flip of that switch, and there now everything is working. Your air cons are working, your lights are working, your undercarpet heating system is working. Everything is working now. So that Allah has kept it all. And the Shaykh's work, when he sees that everything is done, then you'll be connected to Allah. Then you'll see now that your eyes no more looking at dunya's things. Automatic, your eyes only see Allah Ta'ala. Jahabi dekh, kya hai? Ji? Nahin. Anyway, that now wherever you see, you'll only see Allah Ta'ala. And when you're sleeping, you'll see Allah. You see your baby, you'll see Allah. Who made this beautiful baby? Your plate of biryani will come before you enjoy it, by all means, no problem. But you'll think, this masoor from where it came, this mutton from where it came, this potatoes from where they came, the eggs, how did Allah make the egg from the hand? All these things, you'll be seeing Allah Ta'ala in everything. You'll sit in your motor car, Alhamdulillah, alladhi sakhara lana hadha. What a powerful motor car, how many horsepower? Now no more its power is measured in horsepower. Before it used to, what, like 28 horses pulling the car. Oh, and today in all the other measurements, what power Allah, but Allah has put it in my control. As I want, I can drive it 10 kilometers, I can drive it 100 kilometers. What and what Allah? My house, my bed, my bedroom, my bath, Allah has given me all this now. You will see Allah Ta'ala. So just that click, you have to go to Ahlullah. You can do all your wiring, but until the inspector doesn't come and pass it and he doesn't give you your, he doesn't put on the main switch, nothing is going to work. So this is what Allah Ta'ala has made, that this connection with Allah, you can make all your ibadat, what your illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, all of that. But Allah, this your Shaykh will give you that connection with Allah Ta'ala. فَفَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. For them is a reward that cannot be measured. That in this world already, for that the person, Allah will give him such enjoyment. A person who has this, Allah Ta'ala, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. A person who has got this, Allah will give him two jannats. One of the famous tafsirs of it, jannatun fi dunya. One jannat in this dunya Allah will give you already. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. One jannat in dunya. And what is that jannat in dunya? بِحُذُورِ الْمَوْلَى. You will live in the presence of Allah. Allah is the who is the creator of all enjoyment, all power, all respect and honor, all greatest thing. When you got Him, what are the material things? Hey, today we have fallen for the material things. And the one who makes it, we are unmindful of him. Your father gives you a car, a house, and you're so involved and you don't thank your father. Your father, you make him happy, he'll give you 10 houses, he'll give you 10 cars. What and what he won't give you. And if your father is happy with you, you enjoy that house also. So make Allah happy. Make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And the jannat in akhirah, بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. When you'll meet Allah Ta'ala. You are getting married to your wife. Nikah took place also. But they say, وَدَائِقِ 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're waiting, you're watching your watch, you're watching your watch all the time. When will 3 o'clock come? You bring her home, all more family have gathered also. More people are there. But now, 11 o'clock, you're alone with her in the room. Now your dunya, your day has started now. Your life has started now. Now it's a different world. When you'll meet Allah, what won't be that world? You'll forget all the tiredness of this dunya. And Allah's ibadat, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. That and go towards Allah, make ibadat. Fansab. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have done all your other duties of tabligh and ta'aleem and teaching, all dini work, now make ibadat of Allah. Exert yourself. Now when you'll meet Allah, you'll forget all the tiredness. You have found Allah. Your life will start when you'll have found Allah. So that Allah Ta'ala has given us. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعَدُ بِالدِّينِ. What has made you unmindful and to deny akhirat, the day of Qiyamah? You should have been moving in such a way that the world should see this is a man of akhirat. This is had Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ هُمَا بَنُونَ. Dunya also has got its children, dunya also, and deen also, akhirat also, become the children of akhirat. And don't become the children of dunya. But today, what difference is between us and the non-Muslims? We also hankering after dunya. We also chasing dunya all the time. They also chasing dunya. Only little difference, perhaps they drink alcohol, we don't drink alcohol. They take drugs today, we also involved in drugs. We also getting involved in alcohol. What is the difference between us? The thing is, we should have been a complete, unique, different nature. People should see these are people of akhirah. And don't think you'll miss your dunya. Allah will give you dunya without effort of dunya. Allah gave the Sahaba, Allah, as I explained, the Madrasa of Bangladesh, Nizamuddin, Raiwin, Kakrer, and all the awliya, Allah gives them without them working for akhirah. And don't think that we have to give them. No, Allah makes the spy in the time of the British came to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali to see how this khanka is running. Yeah, no income, no shops, no nothing. From where the money comes? So many all people come in the khanka, they are eating. So he came, he also spent time. When he spent time, he liked it, everything. He went to Maulana and he gave him hadiya. Maulana said, I don't need it for what? He says, no, please, it will make me happy if you accept. Maulana said, for what you came to check, this is from where it comes, you giving me. So Allah will make people majboor that they will give. And Allah, if the Muslims as a ummah and as a nation will work for akhirat, Allah will really put the non-Muslims in our khidmat. They will work for us, we will just sit and enjoy. We'll just only do akhirat's work. But today we became slaves of dunya, and today we became slaves of this dunya, and we became slaves of the non-Muslims also. Today you got a job at a non-Muslim company, you feel, oh, very good wages they pay, and very good conditions they have got. We became slaves of theirs, whereas they should have been slaving for us. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعَدُ بِالدِّينِ. Just like Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Oh insan, what made you unmindful of Allah? The one who created you, who formed you in such a beautiful pattern, and you forgot Him? How could you have forgot Him? Allah Ta'ala is the one who gave us everything. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعَدُ بِالدِّينِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Allah is the absolute hakim ruler. He is the creator, the controller. Everything returns to Him. If you realize who is Allah, turn to Him. Go to Him. And you cannot go on your own. Unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida karo. Meet those people who have met Allah, who are in and out by Allah, they will take you also to Allah Ta'ala. This ayat, in the hadith it comes, when this ayat is read or heard, then we should read, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ بَلَا وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, we should always read it, but not in namaz. The other imams say, in namaz also you can read it. And remember, we have to follow fiqh. So don't look at the hadith that you can read it and you must read it in namaz also. That whenever the ayat is read, look at the fiqh. Imam Abu Hanifa, our Hanafi fiqh says, in namaz you can't read it. There you just, in your heart you can read it, but you can't read it verbally. But, bala wa ana ala dhalika mina shahideen, when that reality comes, not just the words you are reading and making amal on the hadith, but I bear witness that undoubtedly you are ahkamul hakimeen. You are the absolute, you are the only, you are the unique. There is laysa kamithlihi shay, nobody like Allah Ta'ala. Allah is one. And when you So this is that wateen. Starts with figs and ends here, that you realize who Allah Ta'ala is. May Allah bless us with these realities. And this is why Allah has put us in this world. Not for some tomfoolery. Not to pass our time in sports. Not to pass our time in business, in houses, in other things. Allah has put us to find Him. Lucky is that person who finds Allah. And before you start traveling, first check up your GPS. Check up your roadmap. Ask the directions. Phone how to come. For before you go to Allah, first get a sheikh. Let your sheikh guide you. Don't try and walk on your own. You won't reach there. You won't know where the crooks are standing. You won't know where the speed traps are. Where the cops are standing. You get a sheikh, he will take you safely on your road. May Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب